The Legend of Stone Soup.
A classic folktale retold by Don Nicholas. Read by Becky and Pat Stone.
Once upon a time, in a quaint little town nestled between rolling hills and a meandering river, the residents lived simple lives. They were content, but their culinary repertoire was limited to the vegetables they could grow in their gardens. They had never tasted anything as extraordinary as stone soup. One sunny morning, a curious traveler with a twinkle in his eye arrived at the town square. His name was Mr. Theodore Tumbleweed, and he was known for his extraordinary culinary skills. The townsfolk watched in fascination as Mr. Tumbleweed set up a makeshift kitchen in the center of the square. Pots and pans clanged together, and a magical aroma filled the air.
"Good people of this charming town," Mr. Tumbleweed called out with a friendly smile, "I have a special treat for you today. We shall make a soup like none you've ever tasted before. A stone soup."
The townsfolk exchanged puzzled glances. Stone soup? They had never heard of such a thing. But their curiosity got the better of them, and they gathered around the traveler, eager to see what he would do.
Mr. Tumbleweed reached into his bag and produced three smooth, round stones. He placed them in a large pot filled with water that was bubbling over an open fire. As the water heated up, he said, "Now, for the magic ingredient, we need just a pinch of salt." He poured out a small pouch and sprinkled the salt into the pot.
He then began to hum a merry tune as he sliced an onion and tossed it into the simmering water. The townspeople watched wide-eyed as the savory scent of onions filled the air. Next, Mr. Tumbleweed added a carrot sliced into thin rounds, followed by a handful of potatoes and a few sprigs of fresh parsley. The townsfolk were enchanted by the process. They couldn't believe how simple yet enticing the ingredients were becoming. "But where's the magic?" they whispered to each other.
Mr. Tumbleweed, hearing their whispers, winked and said, "Ah, my friends, the real magic is in the company we keep and the stories we share." He then began to regale them with tales of his adventures and the amazing soups he had made in far-off places.
As the stories flowed, the townspeople couldn't help but get caught up in the excitement. They, too, wanted to contribute to this extraordinary stone soup. One by one, they brought forth vegetables from their own gardens: plump tomatoes, tender green beans, crunchy celery, and vibrant bell peppers. Even the children brought handfuls of fresh herbs. The pot was filled with a rainbow of vegetables, and the soup began to take shape. The aroma was so tantalizing that more and more curious onlookers joined the gathering.
Finally, Mr. Tumbleweed declared, "It's time to taste the magic." He ladled out steaming bowls of stone soup for everyone. As the townsfolk took their first spoonfuls, their eyes lit up with delight. The soup was nothing short of extraordinary, a symphony of flavors and textures that danced on their taste buds.
They marveled at how something so magnificent could be created from mere stones, water, and a pinch of salt. And they realized that the true secret ingredient was the spirit of sharing and the magic of coming together as a community.
From that day on, stone soup became a beloved tradition in the town. Visitors from near and far marveled at the delicious concoction made from the simplest of ingredients. But the townsfolk knew the real secret. It wasn't just about the ingredients. It was about the joy of sharing, the magic of friendship, and the warmth of a good story.
And so, in that charming little town where the river sparkled and the hills rolled, the legend of Mr. Theodore Tumbleweed and his magical stone soup lived on, reminding everyone that even the humblest of ingredients could create the most extraordinary memories.